Many of the perpetrators sentenced to death over the deadly sarin gas attacks on the Japanese subway appear to be one step closer to their execution dates. 12 people died and more than 4,000 were injured 23 years ago today when the Om Shinrikyo doomsday cult carried out its deadly chemical weapons attack. Now, 7 of the 13 inmates on death row have been transferred from the Tokyo Detention Centre to other facilities around the country, prompting speculation the government is preparing to execute them. But some victims believe most of the convicted cult members should have their lives spared, fearing they could become martyrs. North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer reports from Tokyo.
Hiroyuki Nagaoka has dedicated his life to helping Om Shinrikyo members escape the doomsday cult. He says he met Shoko Asahara, the cult's leader, 25 years ago. He immediately got a strong feeling the group would go on to do something terrible. He helped his son escape the cult, and that made him a target. Om members tried to assassinate him with VX nerve agent in January 1995. They failed, but 2 months later the cult carried out its deadly attacks on the Tokyo subway. 5 men released the deadly nerve agent sarin in carriages of crowded commuter trains during Tokyo's morning rush hour. The cult had prepared at a remote sheep station it owned in Western Australia. Since then, almost 200 cult members have been charged and 13 have been sentenced to death. There's speculation the execution of 7 of those 13 is imminent. They've been transferred out of the Tokyo Detention Centre. But Hiroyuki Nagaoka wants them spared. So too does psychologist Kimiaki Nishida, because so little is understood about the cult and its motivations. He's the chair of the Japan Society for Cult Prevention, which supports clemency for all but the cult's leader. He was involved in the psychological evaluations for their trials.
If the 12 should be executed, we would lose a very valuable chance to learn about what has happened within the Om Shinrikyo group. A lot of these death row inmates have admitted that they have done wrong and they have left the Om Shinrikyo group. Now, the question that I have is how? What triggered that change? And how did their minds change? How did this translation occur? And if I were able to find that out, it would be a great help in countering these various terrorist groups.
Any decisions on clemency are up to the national government's cabinet. Executions in Japan are cloaked in secrecy, so it's impossible to predict exactly when any of the cult members will be hanged. This is Jake Sturmer in Tokyo for AM.